Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wildfire threat intensifies.
You start saying your prayers, hoping your house don't burn down.
Sweat and tears after the hurricane.
We wake up in sweat. We go to bed in sweat.
No court action on Texas abortion law.
The Supreme Court has effectively overturned Roe versus Wade.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The destructive Caldor fire in Northern California on the move. It's already destroyed hundreds of homes and is heading toward heavily populated areas around Lake Tahoe. Tens of thousands of people have been forced out of their homes. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
Choking smoke, massive flames, and relentless wind whipping the Caldor fire closer to tens of thousands of homes around Lake Tahoe. Crews spent hours dousing spot fires, working to save as many homes as possible and trying to hold back a massive wall of flames. They're facing gusts of more than 35 miles an hour. Snowmaking machines were running full force as firefighters moved in to protect the Heavenly Ski Resort from the fast-moving flames. These densely forested areas haven't seen significant wildfires in more than 80 years.
This one's really scary. I'm afraid it's going to burn down a jewel of California.
Now to the Gulf Coast, where there is fear and uncertainty amid the destruction after Hurricane Ida. Louisiana's governor has warned people who got out of the path of the storm to stay away because there's no power or running water. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen says one place that got leveled is being called uninhabitable.
The worst damage ever to Louisiana's only inhabited barrier island.
I've led the recovery in Grand Isle for probably the last 15 years after hurricanes, and I can tell you I've never seen it look like this.
Assistant Jefferson Parish Fire Chief Brian Adams says 100% of the homes on Grand Isle are damaged, and about half of them are gone.
A lot of people have lost their homes.
He says it could be 5 years before they can put the island back together again.
I'm Jim Crisul in Jean Lafitte, Louisiana. Despite the misery of no power, no air conditioning and miserable heat, and no water service, William Justice is upbeat.
My house is fine, my wife is fine, my son and my daughter is fine. Could have been a lot worse.
Some areas of southeast Louisiana could be without power for a month. As CBS's David Begno reports, that's left many completely isolated.
It's why Mike Tregg, sheriff of St. John the Baptist Parish, keeps getting requests for welfare checks.
My father lives at this address in La Place. He's 77 years old.
That was a message from a man in New Jersey who wanted to know that his dad is okay. So the sheriff sent his men to go check and see.
How are you doing, sir?
77-year-old John Moore was home alone with his dog, Nixon.
All right. We're with the sheriff's office. Your son is worried about you because he hasn't heard from you.
Moore's house was damaged by Ida. No water, no food, no electricity, and no fuel in his generator. So the officers convinced him it was not safe to stay.
We have your father. Your father's fine. We also have the dog.
Two electric company workers were killed while restoring power in Alabama. And there's late word power has been restored to part of eastern New Orleans this morning. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says what's left of the storm is now drenching the northeast.
We're expecting 4 to 8 inches of very heavy rain from the northern and central Appalachians through places like Maryland, Pennsylvania, into New York City, and also into southern New England.
President Biden defends his decision to end America's longest war and labels the effort to get more than 120,000 people out of Afghanistan in the last few weeks an extraordinary success.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit.
And he says the U.S. is not done with the ISIS group that killed 13 American service members. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more on the new reality in Afghanistan.
The Taliban says they are now close to announcing a new government, just 1 or 2 days away now. But for a country on the verge of collapse, it can't come quickly enough. In fact, between the conflict and a widespread drought, the UN now warns the country is marching towards starvation, and some regions could run out of food within a month.
A Texas law banning most abortions took effect at the stroke of midnight, and an emergency appeal to block it has gone unanswered at the nation's highest court. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court did not interfere with the new Texas measure that says that there can be no abortions after the 6 week of pregnancy. They may be signaling they're about ready to overturn the 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's promised to sign a new Republican rewrite of election laws that has now made it through the state legislature.
It would end drive-through and 24-hour voting and empower partisan poll watchers. State Senator Brian Hughes says his bill makes it easy to vote and harder to cheat.
Anyone who tells you there's no voter fraud in Texas is telling you a very big lie.
Democrats call it voter suppression. State Senator Royce West.
I don't think history is going to judge what we do here very kindly.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
One person rescued 60 miles off the coast of San Diego after the crash of a Navy helicopter. Lieutenant Sam Boyle with the 3rd Fleet says the search is on for 5 others.
Search and rescue operations are ongoing with multiple Coast Guard and Navy air and surface assets.
There's word a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, hit hard with a COVID case increase, came within hours of running out of oxygen. The U.S. is now averaging 155,000 new infections a day, but the trajectory has slowed from early August. And White House COVID official Jeff Zients says there's evidence more people are stepping up to get vaccinated.
Back in mid-July, we were averaging 500,000 vaccinations per day. Today, we're averaging 900,000. That's an 80% increase.
The Miami Herald reports a change in the way Florida reports COVID deaths to the CDC has made the state's daily death rate seem lower than it actually is. It allows for current deaths to be factored in later when death certificates are processed. California's governor signed a bill that makes the state's collegiate athlete pay law take effect today instead of in 2023. The measure, which allows athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness, was first in the nation in 2019. Since then, other states and the NCAA have taken their own formal action. The joke on the internet is that Mike Richards hit the daily double. He lost the Jeopardy hosting gig almost 2 weeks ago, then was ousted as executive producer yesterday, all due to the fallout from past bad behavior. As CBS's Monica Ricks tells us, for some, the pandemic virtual work world has been unkind.
Nearly 1 in 4 bosses have fired employees for mistakes during virtual meetings, and most have taken disciplinary action. Bloomberg reports a survey says the most common problems range from joining a call late to having a bad internet connection, sharing sensitive information, or not knowing when to mute yourself. Zoom calls picked up during the pandemic. The company now hosts about 300 million calls a day.
Amid the job losses on cutdown day in the NFL, the Players Association is investigating the Jacksonville Jaguars after Coach Urban Meyer admitted COVID vaccination decisions played a role in some of the cuts that were made on his team. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.